Hey guys, this is our first episode of Hear Us Out Loud and Clear. You'll learn about each and every one of us, including our likes and dislikes. Stay tuned for episode two.
Hello guys, my name is Winsley Allison and I like to play sports. The title of the show is Hear Us Loud and Clear. Today we have Blake and he's going to be talking about sports.
Hi everybody, my name is Blake and today I'll be recapping last night's NBA games. The first game I'll be recapping is the Cleveland Cavaliers versus the Indiana Pacers. The Cleveland Cavaliers won 108-103. Caris LeVert had 23 points on the Cavaliers and Tyrese Haliburton had 14 points on the Pacers. The second game I'll be covering is the Miami Heat versus the Philadelphia 76ers. The Philadelphia 76ers won 98-91. Tyrese Maxey had 30 points on the Philadelphia 76ers, and Bam Adebayo had 20 points on the Miami Heat. The third game I will be covering is the Detroit Pistons versus the Boston Celtics. The Boston Celtics won 119-90. Jaden Ivey had 21 points on the Pistons, and Derrick White had 22 points on the Celtics. The last and final game I will be covering is the Portland Trail Blazers versus the Chicago Bulls. The Chicago Bulls won 110-107, and Anfernee Simmons had 30 points on the Trailblazers, and DeMar DeRozan had 28 points on the Bulls.
Blake, do you know who averaged the most points in order for those games?
In order?
Yes.
Okay. No, I do not.
Sadly. What sports do you like?
I like basketball and football. Thank you, Winsley, for asking me these questions. And I would just like to dive in deeper with some fun facts about basketball. My first fun fact is that James Naismith created basketball. He's the creator of basketball. My second fun fact is that the Lakers and the Boston Celtics are tied for most championship wins with 17 championship wins. The third and final fun fact I have is the best record in the NBA is held by the 2016 Golden State Warriors, who have 73 wins, and 9 losses out of 82 total games.
Okay, now we have Jermaine and Jasmine, who are going to talk about book reviews.
Hello, everyone. My name is Jasmine, and I'll be giving a book review on Dear Martin. So Dear Martin was a book aimed at teens written by Nick Stone that focuses on police brutality and racial profiling. To cope with all the stress Justice faces from the police brutality and racial profiling, he writes letters to Martin Luther King Jr. and it just helps him calm down and focus on something else.
Dear Martin is also about how people of color like Justice gets treated differently and getting arrested for no reason, just because of the color of their skin and their race.
However, Dear Martin is being banned in a lot of states because it's deemed as too inappropriate and it has extreme content and explicit language.
Okay, what do you think is the thing that racist people are doing wrong to Jasmine?
Can you elaborate on that?
So basically, when people do racist things, what are the things, like when they're talking about racism and racists, right? What are they doing wrong? How could they prevent it?
Like prevent them from doing things that are racist? I think the only answer to that is just to worry about yourself and not other people, because you're not going to be racist unless you're intervening into other people's problems and having your own opinions on something you probably don't even know everything about.
100% agree. Do you think they should ban racism?
Should they ban racist books?
In general, racism. Everything has to do with the topic racism.
Well, I don't agree with racism. So if that's what you're asking, then yeah, I think racism is very bad. And I think people should stop being racist.
You agree, Jermaine?
Yes, I do agree.
So Jasmine and Jermaine, what is your favorite part about this book?
I think my favorite part about the book is the letters that he writes, because it shows how influenced he is by Martin Luther King Jr. and how he doesn't want Justice doesn't want to do the most and go overboard, and he just wants to stay calm in all the situations that he's been through.
Last question. So Jermaine and Jasmine, have you ever experienced racism?
Yes, I experienced racism a lot, like in, well, not really in school, but like outside and in shows and stuff like that I'd be watching. For example, say if there was like an all white school or something like that, and a black person came to that school, and then the white kids started talking about, oh, why are you in this school? And they start bullying them, and then they be racist to them and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Now we have Ishmael that is going to be talking about lunch food.
Hi, my name is Ishmael, and today I'm going to talk about school lunch. Personally, I hate school lunch, but according to the number, 64% said school meals taste good, while 55% said they are of high quality. I wonder how school lunch differs in other community.
Okay. Why do you think school lunch is bad?
I don't really like it how they make it, and they have different flavors. I'm used to the food that my mom makes. I'm not used to those kind of food.
Do you recommend school lunch?
No.
If you hate school lunch so much, how much do you think schools would be affected if there was no lunch?
A lot, because people actually don't have nothing to eat, and that's the only thing they eat. Sometimes they take food from the school to take to their house. So maybe some people do need lunch and some people don't.
Now we have Marcus, who is going to be doing music.
Hi, everyone. My name is Marcus, and I'm going to be the last performance of today. I'll be talking about the latest hip-hop hits of the starting year of 2024. The song I'll be speaking about would be the song Water by Tyla. Tyla is a Southern African singer who got influenced by the one and only Rihanna. Although most people know her by her songs, Tyla loves to paint. Tyla was given the Grammy Award for the Best African Music Singer. All in all, Tyla is a great songwriter and singer. Now back to you, Winsley.
Okay. Do you have lists of good songs or big hits in 2024?
The list of songs I have are Redrum by Travis Scott, which brings cultural representatives from London. Water by Tyla, which I already stated. Praise Jah in the Moonlight by YG Marley. Breathe by Yeet. Fiend by Travis Scott and Playboi Carti.
Those are all good hits. I agree. And what type of category songs do you like?
Me personally, I like reggae music and hip hop.
What songs do you like in general?
In general, I would listen to some Playboi Carti and I'd listen to YG Marley.
Okay. Now, thank you for watching this podcast and hope you tune in next time. Bye.
Well, this is the end of this episode. We hope you enjoy our other show. Make sure you tune in our next episode. Hear from you soon.